Do anything during the bye week that you got to take extra time to take a look at or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the things we'll look at is really from a self-scout, what are we doing well? Where do we need to improve? And really maybe some things that tendency where now we're trying to find some areas to just break some tendencies on, maybe whether it's personnel or whatever it is, but just try to change some things up.
Is the fact that receivers have caught a low percentage of passes, I mean, I know a lot of that is because running backs and tight ends are catching a high percent of passes, but is that a tendency that concerns you guys or you want to change at all?
Well, I would say this, that we've always been the offense that goes out and plays, and we're going to call the plays, and Drew's going to find the open guy. And if the opportunity is there for the tight end or the running back to get the ball, then they're probably going to get it. But it's not anything that we're doing differently. It's just been the opportunities that have presented themselves.
When you went back and did the self-scout, did you find that the run game was maybe just inches off, or is there something bigger at play? Or?
No, I think it's obviously something that we got to continue to improve on. But you look at it, and every so often, it's this individual, it's this individual, maybe a different guy, you know, so just being all on the same page and everybody getting their assignment.
If you don't have Jimmy this Sunday, the fact that you have Lance back, that helped ease the pain of not having that big target that Drew will have?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to comment about, you know, who's available or who's not available, but obviously, you know, both those guys present opportunities for us, and having Lance is a good thing. You know, he's obviously proven himself in the past.
What's different now in the relationship between Drew and Sean? Have they kind of gone to another level this season?
Oh, I think that their relationship is the same as it's been since 06. We just had a year without Sean, but their relationship's still as tight as it can be, and they seem to always be on the same page and kind of have the same mindset, aggressive, and almost as if they have one brain working together. It's pretty amazing.
You're sort of the guy who's sort of in between those the shared brain, right? What's that like, sort of being the middleman?
Well, it's an occasionally, hey, just passing a message on from Sean to Drew, or maybe Drew's got some thoughts, and you know, because Sean's obviously got a lot of other responsibilities going on, being the head coach, and so just really making sure that the group overall as an offense is getting the message that Sean's communicating.
A lot of people always talk about nationally that Sean's just an amazing offensive brain. Kind of leaves you out a little bit, doesn't it? Because, I mean, you've basically handled this offense the last 2 years.
Well, I think we have a great offensive staff, and everybody contributes. It's been that way since 06 that everybody's going to give their input. And, you know, I don't need anything, so I enjoy just – it's great to be part of the room that's in there with listening to Sean and Drew. I mean, that's an opportunity for me to take everything in that I can.
Is that, as far as relationships go on a team, right, the head coach and the quarterback is the most important or the most dangerous in some teams, I guess?
Well, I think that, you know, it's obvious that they have a great relationship, and the fact that Sean's the offensive play caller, I think that makes it even more important. But they, you know, they have their little meetings and get together and, you know, make sure that, not only are they on the same page about maybe the offense, but, you know, all the things that are going on with the team.
How have you seen it manifest itself in a game, right? It seems like that's the one advantage to having a coach and a head coach and a quarterback so close, is that they can adjust quickly in games. Is it?
Yeah, I think that they've been around long enough, you know, each other long enough that they, you know, Drew probably knows the situation when Sean's going to want to go for it on 4th and 1 and what the play call is going to be. So obviously it has its advantages.
Hey, the challenges that you have in the secondary for Buffalo, could you talk about that? I know they're opportunistic right there.
Yeah, obviously they get pressure up front, which can create some tough throws for the quarterback, but obviously they've been very opportunistic and defensively with interceptions. And, you know, it's not just throws that are right to them. They're making great plays on the ball, so they clearly got great ball skills, balls that are getting tipped, and they're just taking advantage of those plays.
Do you think Mario Williams is still that guy you have to kind of account for the ball?
Absolutely. They do a great job with their personnel groupings, mixing up where he's located, and so he's obviously a guy that we got to account for in all plays where he's at.
Thank you.